Hello, I'm here at the Halifax Central Library. Please, can you tell us about yourself?
Sure, my name's Janice, and I am the writer-director of Project ARC, which is Action Responsibility Choice. That's what ARC stands for in our world. And it is a human rights and responsibilities education initiative that's been touring elementary and junior high schools for 5 years now in Nova Scotia.
Tell us about the event you organized today.
Today, we were asked to perform at Halifax Central Library to do a show here for kids and families age 8 and up. So we brought the show here today, and it was nice. I mean, a few people came. I always wish that there were more people coming to check out human rights events, but we were happy for the people who came. As far as diversity in our audience goes, I don't think we had a lot at all. That's part of the reason we chose to go to schools, was because that's built in. The audience is built in and they can't escape. They have to hear the messages that we're trying to give. And when people are young, I think it's the best time to be really honoring and paying attention to these messages of empathy and gratitude and thinking about others when we're making our purchasing choices, thinking about others when we're making our life choices, that we're not islands and that we're not alone and that we're not the only thing going, and that some of our choices here really, really impact world away. So I would love to see more diversity in our crowds. I would love to see more diversity in our cast. Unfortunately, it's been a difficult thing to accomplish in these 5 years that we've been going.
Tell us about the role of the culture for human rights.
The role of culture for human rights. I feel that culture needs to be, I think those of us who are involved in anything, to tell you the truth, I think I don't think human rights is the territory of any specific thing. I think everything we do needs to have human rights at its core. So, you know, in North America, we have a very consumer culture, and our consumer culture needs to be addressing human rights in a big way. Our artistic community, of course, we have a responsibility to be bringing human rights issues to the foreground. I don't see, it's a frustration for me, I have to say, after there are so many things that are going on in the world right now, and I thought that once Trump was elected in the States, that we would hear a lot more social justice music, for example, that we'd see a lot more social justice performances and movies being done and everything else. And I haven't noticed a difference. We have a very, in the culture that I know of, the teen culture, because my daughter listens to the radio all the time, it's very much a party every day, don't think about tomorrow, and really just navel-gazing culture. And I think we're not doing due diligence whatsoever, and it's our responsibility to do so. I would love that. That would be fantastic. The last thing we're doing for this year is a concert called Sing Out for Social Justice, and that's at the Maritime Museum of the Atlantic, Tuesday evening, June the 13th, and we start that at 7. And I'd love it if we could have a bunch of people from everywhere coming out to see that so we can connect. One of the things about this show, it started out as a group of home educators, right? And we all home educate for different reasons, but some home educators, they can live kind of in isolation, a bit of isolation. And so part of the reason why I wanted to do this was to bring them out, to meet other people, to see what the rest of the world is like, to kind of expose them to as many different people as I could personally expose them to. So we had, I had a friend I'd met through my job at the library Her name was Mama Alice, and she was from South Africa. And she had marched with Winnie Mandela. And she was this amazing spirit. So she came to one of our first shows. And she also did a bit of a talk about rights, human rights, with my theater group. And she was amazing. And a lot of her approach was very different from what the kids were used to. Right. And what a great learning experience for them. And what a, you know, she loved meeting with the kids and they loved meeting with her. And it was a beautiful relationship that was formed there. And the more, I agree with you 100%, like the more we get to know each other as people, you know, just realizing our similarities, that we all want love, that we all want safety and security, that we all want food, and we all want to be, to live the best life we can while we're here. And the differences that you speak French and I speak English, those are our native tongues, that you're black, I'm white, that, you know, that your culture is probably has a lot of different foods that I would never know of, and I might be able to throw a recipe or two at you, but I'm not a really great cook. But those kinds of things bring us together, and we see so much in the world of not, you know, not understanding each other, and almost an unwillingness, I would say, to understand each other. And we got to get past that. It's just destroying. It's destroying everything we know on this planet. Everything.
I have a dream. I saw that you had the image of Martin Luther King. Tell me about your respect for his message.
Oh my God. for the time that it was given and in the way that it was given, and frankly, our show is about choice. And we try to tell people you always have a choice. And he had a choice. He could have chosen to direct people in a certain way, a very violent way. He didn't. He chose peace. He chose intellect and communication over strength, as far as physical strength or you know, weaponry. And he brought people together. There's a reason why we celebrate him now. There's a reason why we celebrate so many peacemakers now. Mandela and oh my gosh, Gandhi. Yeah, definitely. There's a reason why we celebrate them. And that's because I think they are the light. They are the ones that we are supposed to be emulating. They are the ones who have been ahead of their time and really saw what we can all be. Yeah, if we only had more people. And, you know, I look at Barack Obama, for example, and I think he was just as eloquent. And he is just as eloquent, and I read his book, and he cares. He really cares so much. And that's the other thing that, you know, Martin Luther King Jr. had. He had that capacity to care in a way that I don't think some of our political leaders today do have.
Thank you, and welcome on Mucho Culture Radio.